Christian become an atheist? I thought of that a while back. I was listening to a debate on the existence of God. And the strange thing is that the man who said there is no God also said that he used to be a preacher and a Christian. And I found that mighty, mighty strange that a man could ever go all the way from being a preacher to being an atheist and actually going around the country doing debates and taking that position. So I thought about that and I prayed about that long and hard. And I personally feel that a Christian, a real Christian, can never become an atheist. A real Christian can stray far, and we'll say more about that. I don't think the Holy Ghost who lives in you would let you ever become an atheist if you were really saved. However, if you are a pretend Christian and not a real one, you could certainly become an atheist. And it happens all the time. I remember talking to a man years ago, and he told me he was an atheist. I love to talk to atheists. I do. I love to talk to Jehovah's Witnesses. Because, for one thing, it's just so easy to knock the props out from under them. They're standing on nothing. Yeah, the wonderful thing about being a Christian is you got all the truth on your side. 100% of it. Amen. So this man said to me, he said, I'm an atheist. He said, I used to call myself a Christian. He said, I used to call myself a Methodist preacher. I said, oh my, what happened? He said, well, I saw a lot of counterfeits, saw a lot of hypocrites, and it caused me to be very disillusioned. And he said, I just gave up preaching, gave up the church, gave up God and the Bible, and now I'm an atheist. I said, you should have kept your eyes on Jesus and not people, for one thing. I said, anytime you look at people, you're going to be discouraged. 100% of the time. Because your flesh tells you that you're better than everybody else. Doesn't it? Sure it does. And the Bible says, looking unto Jesus. I said, and besides that, the fact that there are counterfeits, instead of driving you from the faith, should have had the opposite effect. The very fact that something's counterfeited means there's a real thing somewhere and that it's very valuable. I said, you don't counterfeit gravel, but you do counterfeit diamonds. And the reason there's a counterfeit salvation is that there's a real one. The reason there's a counterfeit Jesus, a counterfeit church, and a counterfeit Holy Ghost, and a counterfeit everything is that somewhere, if you look honest enough, you'll find the real thing. Amen. So don't let the hypocrites and the counterfeits put you off. What that's really telling you is that there's a real thing if you look for it. Amen. That changed his life because the devil had told him a bunch of junk, really. So can a Christian be an atheist? No, but a pretend one can. And there's a lot of pretend Christians, and most of them are not real. If you took everybody in this whole wide world that said, I'm a Christian, all stripes of Christianity, churchianity, Christendom, they call it, well, you'd realize that most of them don't even believe the gospel. They're told that you do the best you can, trust in your good works, trust your baptism, trust communion, hang on, hold out, maybe you'll make it, maybe you'll not. So if you're trusting in your good works, you're not a Christian at all. Sure, you could become an atheist. You're not a Christian at all. If you're trusting in your merit and not God's mercy, if you think this morning that anything you do has got anything in the world to do with your salvation, you're not saved. If you think your baptism completed your salvation, you're not saved. If you think communion or any ordinance or sacrament or the mass or whatever else you want to put in there, any ritual whatsoever, prayers, whatever, contributes in any way to your salvation, you are only a pretend Christian. And I have the greatest sympathy for all these millions of people who have been misled, who are really only pretend Christians, and they're trying to live the Christian life, some of them, and they can't do it. Of course you can't do it. You have to be saved to live the Christian life, to have the wherewithal, the divine nature inside of you, and no wonder they get discouraged all the time. They don't have the power. They don't have the desire. So a pretend Christian can certainly become an atheist, like Sir John Templeton. He wasn't a Christian, said he was, claimed to be from a liberal denomination, and he eventually became an atheist. One of the most famous atheists in the world. They still have a Templeton Prize. One of the most, you get over $1 million if you win that. And I might say more about him in just a moment. So a pretend Christian can become anything. A pretend Christian can become a Satanist. A pretend Christian can become a cold-blooded murderer. A pretend Christian can be the worst blasphemer you know. A pretend, not a real Christian. There's a lot of pretending. If you are trusting in your works or in some ordinance, I was talking to a fellow several years ago, and he said, I tell you what, he said, you Baptists are wrong. He said, y'all don't baptize babies and you let them die and go to hell. I said, sir, you know better than that. Surely you don't believe that. He said, oh, yeah. He said, if I knew a baby that was dying and the preacher couldn't get to the hospital there in time, he said, I'd go myself. He said, that way I'd sprinkle that baby and at least that baby wouldn't die and go to hell. That's what he believes. He sincerely believes that, and his church is 5 minutes from here. That's not a Christian. You cannot be a Christian and have any confidence in any type of baptism. Sprinkle, pour, immerse, whatever you want to put in there. You are trusting something other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is not one of the saviors. It's not Jesus plus Buddha plus Muhammad plus Mary plus the church. Oh no, it's Jesus and Jesus only. That's right. That's why there's no Catholic in the world saved, because they've got 40 different saviors in there besides Jesus, and I've talked to 10,000 of them personally. You can't be saved and just put Jesus at the bottom of the pile. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He don't need any help. It's not a process. It's not a reward. It's not a purchase. It's a gift. It's mercy, not merit. For by grace are you saved through faith, the Bible says. There's a lot of pretend Christians. If you're trusting that maybe when you were an infant you got sovereignly zapped by infant regeneration, you're not a Christian. No. If you're trusting in something, you don't even know if it happened or not. You only believe in somebody told you, or you don't know. Folks, when Jesus moves in, the devil moves out. You don't have to go ask anybody. When they asked Ronald Reagan if he's a Christian, he said, I'm not sure. I'll go look it up in the family Bible. That's a pretend. Because you will know. Hello? I wish the real Christians would say amen. So the pretend ones will see there's some real and there's some not real. Amen. You see, it's wonderful to have Christian parents, but just because you got Christian parents does not automatically mean you're saved. It's not automatic. You got to make that choice yourself. I'm trying to hurry. Determinism anyway, fatalism makes atheists. That's what King James said He said that idea that God loves a few and hates everybody else, he said that'd make that's not my God. If I had to believe in a God that sends most people to hell and he's glad to do it, I'd be an atheist. What kind of God is that? What kind of God is it sets the woods on fire, makes people sin, sends them to hell without a choice, and sets the woods on fire and puts out the fire in one tree? Would you respect anybody if you heard on the news tomorrow that a man set fire to the Great Smoky Mountains and burned down 10,000 acres? But in the interview he says, "Oh yeah, I did it. I set them on fire, but I got a water hose and I put the fire out of one tree." You'd have no respect for that fella. But that's the God of election. That's the God of determinism, who says, "Well, yes, I made Adam sin and everything is my will, good or evil, but I saved one." That makes atheists. That makes people atheists. So I don't have time to explain that any further. But there's a lot of pretend people. Then people with head knowledge. Carl Woodbury was a preacher, but he wasn't saved. He had all the head knowledge, knew all the scripture, went around the country preaching. Then he realized one day, "I'm not even saved. Never had a change of life, never believed the gospel. I'm glad he got saved." He had head knowledge. See, there's some people just believe. They believe in God, believe Jesus died and rose. The devil believes that. That ain't enough, friend. Head knowledge ain't enough. There's got to be a belief from the heart. Jesus said, "Many will say unto me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't I do miracles? Didn't I cast out devils? Lord, didn't I have power? Didn't I do this and do this and do that?'" Jesus said, "I'll say to you, I don't know you. You never was saved." Head knowledge. Head knowledge. Percy Ray was a preacher, wasn't saved. Went around preaching. He said, "One day it just occurred to me, I couldn't be saved. I hate everybody. And surely if I'm a Christian, I don't hate everybody." He finally got saved, thank God. If you hate everybody, you're not saved either. I'm trying to help somebody. That is the Bible. 1 John, read 1 John. You know you've passed from death into life because you love the brethren. Is that right? Well, that's exactly right. So, real Christians can't become atheists, but pretends certainly can. And the Mr. Templeton I mentioned a moment ago, the reason he became an atheist is he said, "Evolution made me an atheist." Evolution's a false doctrine. Evolution's mathematically impossible. The bacteria with the smallest genome has 580,000 base pairs, and the probability of random formation is one chance in one with 451 zeros after it. That is a mathematical impossibility. Amen. Evolution could never create one cell, let alone the 100 trillion in the human body. It is beyond insane to believe in evolution. You can quote me on that. It'll make you an atheist if you believe that, if you're a pretend Christian. I like what R.G. Lee said to a Catholic priest. The Catholic priest said he believed in evolution, and R.G. Lee said, "Well, that's funny." He said, "Why is it that everything that's born has its own clothes except people?" He said, "Chicken hops out of the shell and says good morning. Little kitten has soft clothes, and a pig has shiny bristles, and a pup has beautiful hair, and a cub has fur. Everything that's born has its own clothes on already except people." He said, "Explain that by evolution." The priest got mad. Nobody can answer that, but the Bible answers that. God made Adam and Eve in his own image. Psalm 104 says God clothes himself in light. He clothed Adam and Eve in garments of light. When they sinned, they lost their garments of light. They were naked and ashamed, and God had to clothe them. And since that time, every human baby that is born has got to be clothed. And it wouldn't be worth a dime if a man did evolve. He'd have to have a wife They leave her out, so the whole thing would die right there at the beginning, wouldn't it? Without the female. So evolution is a lie. It's getting mighty quiet today, but I'm still telling the truth. Some of you are just pretend and you don't like this, but it's the truth. Colin Patterson, senior paleontologist, British Museum of Natural History, quote, "I've tried putting a simple question to various people. Can you tell me anything you know about evolution? Any one thing is true?" He said, "I tried that question on the geology staff at the Field Museum. I got silence. I tried it on the evolutionary morphology seminar in Chicago. All evolutionists all got was silence. Finally, somebody said, I do know one thing about evolution. It shouldn't be taught in the schools." So don't apologize for your Bible that says God made everything 6,000 years ago in 6 24-hour days. That is still scientific. Amen. And every honest evolutionist will admit that. Don't lose your soul over the false religion of molecules to man. Amen. And I hate people going to hell over a lie, don't you? A pretend Christian, like Judas Iscariot. He was never saved. He didn't lose his salvation. Jesus said he had a devil from the beginning. You can go from pretend to total apostasy if you're not really saved. That's why you need to get saved as soon as possible, because the longer you put it off, the more the devil can confuse you, pollute your mind, and destroy you, body and soul. I'm fighting for your soul. And I'm telling you, the Bible is true, and anything that disagrees with the Bible is a lie. All true archaeology, science, and history agrees with the Bible. Now, don't get me wrong, Christians are not perfect. But they want to be, and they try to be, and they are sheep and not hogs. If you know your Bible, you know the Bible says Christians are sheep and the unsaved are like hogs that love the mud. Well, let me turn this question around real quick and be done. Can a Christian become an atheist? No. But can an atheist become a Christian? Well, yes, thank God, yes. Oh, there are many. There are many atheists. So-called, and there are really no real atheists, because your conscience tells you there's a God. Psalm 19 says that you look up at the heavens, you know there's a God. Everybody knows if there's a car, there's a maker. If there's a watch, there's a maker. Romans 1:20 says you can look at the creation and know God is good and He's all-powerful and He's all-wise. Everybody knows that. It's just sometimes people are so wicked that they don't want to face the reality of meeting God one day. Nettleton and West were atheists, but they researched and they both got saved. You've heard of Ben-Hur. Josh McDowell, he got saved. Atheist. Frank Morrison wrote a book. He was an atheist. Lee Strobel, he was an atheist. All these men got saved, wrote books, and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Bible's true. How about you putting it to the test? You've heard of Anthony Flew. Anthony Flew is the most famous atheist of the last 100 years. Went all over the world preaching atheism. Wrote books for 60 years. Anthony Flew wrote about logic and philosophy and way, way up there in the Oxford chair and as smart as they get, humanly speaking. But guess what happened to old Anthony? He took an honest look at the evidence and he got saved. Amen. You just, as Jesus says, be not faithless, but believing. Put it to the test, brother. Anything that can't stand the test, throw it away. Amen. That's true in any doctrine. Some of you got false doctrine in your life. It's zapping you of power, wisdom, and opportunity. Make sure what you believe comes out of the Bible. Amen. Then you will never have to apologize. But if you don't get it out of the Bible, you will have to apologize sooner or later. But atheists can get saved. Anthony Flew wrote a book, There Is a God. And we know that. And the Bible itself, the transforming power of God's Word. You've heard of Mutiny on the Bounty. That's a very famous motion picture and book. The rest of the story, some of those mutineers went on a deserted island. 9 of them. Put up a liquor still. And you know probably what happens after that. The whole island, Pitcairn Island in South Pacific, became a scene of debauchery and crime. And everybody died except one man and the children and the women. But guess what happened one day? One of those sailors found a Bible, read the Bible, got saved, shared it with everybody else on the island. They all got saved. And when they finally got rescued 18 years later, everybody was saved, a prosperous community, no crime, no drunkenness. Just a Bible, no preachers, no missionaries, no churches. You just read the Bible honestly, sincerely. It will change your life. Amen. Hand it to any atheist, sinner, blasphemer, drunkard, anybody in the world and say, sir, I love you, God loves you, and the answer for you is the Bible. Hey, is that right? Some of you won't even say amen to that. The Bible is the answer. Amen. Thousands have been saved. I could give you 1,000 names, but I'm out of time. Anybody can be saved. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Did you ever hear of William Ramsey? Maybe some of you have some of his books. Wrote some very technical books, scholarly books about the Bible and history and archaeology. He didn't set out to prove the Bible true. He set out to prove it wrong. He sought to disprove the book of Luke and the book of Acts. He went to Greece. He went to Turkey. And in his effort to prove the Bible wrong, and finding all these cities and boundaries and rivers and rulers and everything that was in the book of Luke and the book of Acts, he came to this conclusion, the Bible is 100% accurate. And he wrote books for the Bible, Sir William Ramsey. So, yes, an atheist can be saved, a skeptic, a sinner, anybody, thank God. Aren't you glad anybody can get saved? But you ain't going to get saved till you bow your stiff neck and say, Lord, you are right and I am wrong. You are God and I am a hell-deserving sinner. That's when it happens, brother. When you repent, when you turn, when you submit. Thank God for the wonder of the Bible. Still the bestseller, still a life changer. Let me just close with G. Campbell Morgan. G. Campbell Morgan was brought up in a Christian home, but he got around some skeptics and scholars and liberals, and he said he became very painfully confused. 16 years old, didn't know what he believed anymore. He said, I locked up all my books and got just the Bible. And I said, Lord, I'm going to read the Bible, just me and the Bible. And Lord, you show me if this is true or if it's not true. Lord, I need to know what's right and what's wrong. G. Campbell Morgan. He said, guess what? The Bible found me. You know how we say we read the Bible? That's true. But you know what else is more amazing? Yeah, the Bible reads you. The Bible reads you. The Bible will find you. And G. Campbell Morgan became a conservative scholar and a preacher and wrote incredible volumes. Just throw away all that trash and all that false doctrine and error and prejudice. How about just getting alone, you and God and the Bible? Amen? Is that what a person should do or not? You and God and the Bible. So I don't know how far backwards you can go. I don't know. I don't know how far a Christian can. I don't believe a Christian can go all the way to atheism, but a Christian can go as far as Samson did. A Christian can go as far as John Mark did, and Demas, and David, and Jonah, and Peter, and Solomon. And every one of those did terrible and miserable, and every one of them was a Christian. I don't want to find out how far you can go. I'd rather find out how far you can go in the right direction and not in the wrong direction. But you leave God and the Bible out of your life, and it ain't no telling what the devil will make out of you. He'll turn you into a fool, I promise you. I've seen it happen many times. Don't let that happen. Please don't let that happen. So be honest and weigh the evidence and give Jesus a chance. And don't be a pretend. Please don't be a pretend. You older ones will know the name of Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb, the great baseball player. I read his testimony the other day. He got saved on the deathbed. His deathbed. He said, "Tell the boys I got saved in the ninth inning, but tell them I wish I'd have got saved in the first inning." There's nobody that's ever got saved late in life, but that they wished they got saved earlier. I mean, people get saved when they're 16, say, "I wish I'd have got saved years ago." Who was that not so long ago got saved when they were 7 or 8 and said, "I wish I got saved years ago"? When God deals with you, that's the time to get saved. No matter what age that is. I want to thank God for a Bible that's true. And God's done too much for me and you. I could never be an atheist. Mays Jackson was sitting in class at NC State, and the professor told him, "There's no God." Mays Jackson said, "Sir, I'm not a Christian, but you're wrong. There is a God. Because many a time there was no food on our table, and Mama went somewhere and prayed, and from somewhere out of nowhere, there's food on our table at supper time. There is a God. I see Him in many of you. I see Him in the Word of God. There is a God. Don't tear that away from me." One little boy overheard a couple atheists talking, and he came up to him and said, "I overheard you men make fun of the Bible, make fun of Jesus, say there's no God." He said, "Don't tell my daddy that. Y'all stay away from my daddy. Don't tell my daddy there's no God." Said, "My daddy became a Christian. He used to be a drunk and come home and beat Mama and waste all the money. But since daddy got saved, he's good to Mama. And he brings us food. And he brings us to church. Don't tell my daddy there ain't no God." Amen. I'm glad he's real. I'm glad it's real. Let's stand all over the house, please.